I lost 100 red Chinese on that. When the colonel said it would go up against 6 swamp panthers, the guard shook his head ruefully. Should have been easy money.
You never seen these monsters fight up north, on the border.
If I had, I would have bet on the dogface.
They all stared at the dead mass.
Well, it's maggot meat now, the first guard said. The colonel won't be happy to hear it. Give me the keys.
No, the keymaster rasped. Don't believe it. Dog faces are demon spawn. The beginning of the cleansing. St. Almos saw them coming. They won't die until the final flood.
Just give me the keys, old man.
Don't go near it.
The guard looked at him with disgust.
It's no demon. Just meat and bone, same as us, even if it is an augment. You tear it up, you shoot it enough, it dies. It's no more immortal than the war boys who fight for the army of God. Get the harvesters down here. See if they want its organs. We can sell the blood, at least. Augments have clean blood.
He jammed the key into the lock. Reinforced steel squealed aside, an entire grate specially designed to hold the monster. And then, a second set of locks for the original rusting bars that had been good enough for a man, but not enough to hold this terrifying mix of science and war. The door scraped back. The guard started for the corpse. Despite himself, he felt his skin prickling with fear. Even dead, the creature harbored momentous terror. The guard had seen those massive fists crush a man's skull into blood and bone fragments. He'd seen the monster leap 20 feet to sink fangs into a panther's jugular. In death, it had curled in on itself, but still it was huge. In life, it had been a giant, towering over all, but its size hadn't been what made it deadly. The blood of a dozen predators pumped in its veins, a DNA cocktail of killing, tiger and dog and hyena, and fates knew what else. A perfect creature designed from the blood up to hunt and war and kill. Though it had walked like a man, when it bared its teeth, tiger fangs showed, and when it pricked up its ears, a jackal's ears listened, and when it sniffed the air, a bloodhound's nose scented. The soldier had seen it fight in the ring enough times to know that he would rather face a dozen men with machetes than this hurricane of slaughter. The guard stood over it for a long time, looking at it. Not a breath, no hint of movement or life. Where the dog face had once been strong and vital and deadly, it was now nothing but meat for the harvesters. Dead at last. He knelt and ran his hand through the monster's short fur.
Petty, you were a moneymaker. Would have liked to see you fight the coy wolf we was lining up. Would have made good ring.
A golden eye flared in the darkness, full of malevolence.
A pity indeed, the monster growled.
Get out, the keymaster shouted, but it was too late. A shadow exploded into motion. The guard slammed into the wall and crumpled to the floor like a sack of mud.
Close the gate!
The monster roared and the bars clanged shut. The keymaster frantically tried to relock the cell, then leaped back as the monster hurled itself against the cage, snarling, tiger teeth bared. Iron bars bent, the guards yanked electrical prods from their belts, blue sparks showered as they beat at the creature and the bars, trying to keep it away while the keymaster fought to close the reinforced second gate. They fumbled for pistols, hardened killers reduced to gibbering terror by the monster's snarl. The creature slammed against the bars again, rusted iron cracked and bent.
It won't hold! Run!
But the keymaster held steady, reworking the locks of the more powerful cage.
I almost got it.
The monster ripped a rusty bar free of its mooring and lashed through the gape. Iron smashed into the keymaster's skull. The man collapsed. The other guards fled, plunging down the corridor, screaming for help.